Well, we are already moving up to the fifth Sunday in Easter. And while we are in still the celebratory mode, we must also remember to take pause and remember all of the saints that also happened throughout this season. Joining me today is Terry Ross to give us a preview of this week's episode and to honor one of our great Catholic saints. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm doing so well. And what a wonderful time to be able to celebrate Easter with this beautiful music that you have picked out today. But lest we not forget the saints whose feast days also fall within this liturgical season. And you are highlighting and talking a little bit about one in this week's episode of The Glory of the Mass. Wonderful, beautiful Saint Catherine of Siena. Tell our listeners what you found out about her.
Her original name is Caterina di Jacopo di Benincasa. She lived in the 14th century, died in 1380, and she was young when she died. She was only 33 years old. And she became known as Catherine of Siena, and we became very famous because she was an outstanding figure of medieval Catholicism, because she had such a strong influence in the history of the papacy. Largely because of her efforts, the Pope returned to Rome from Avignon, and then she carried out a bunch of missions for the Pope all over Europe in the Middle Ages. And she also wrote something called Dialogue, and hundreds of letters and dozens of prayers. All of those give her a prominent place in the history, not only of the Church, but of Italian literature.
Oh, how wonderful. It's wonderful to know about the lives of these saints. These are the models that all of us can look forward to and try to emulate what they have to offer us. Terry Ross joining us this morning when we have a preview of this week's Glory of the Mass. All right, so you are continuing with picking composers from the Flemish region, right?
That's right. The Flemish region basically being Belgium and Holland with some French mixed in there. This is the fourth and final week of our Flemish composers thing, and our main composer for the day is a man named Johannes Ockeghem. That's O-C-K-E-G-H-E-M. And we're going to listen to one of his masses. And it's a mass that's based on a secular song by another composer a little bit before Ockeghem.
Okay, so now remind our listeners, we've used the term before, a parody mass. And it's funny to think about these classical songs that we listen to me, that all sounds to be very high end, but not all of it was written for music. So tell us again how they take these songs and create them for the mass.
It certainly wasn't all written for the church. This is a parody mass based on a piece that a guy named Binchois wrote, B-I-N-C-H-O-I-S, which is called De Plus en Plus, or The More I Love, The More I Am Poorly Loved. So it's a secular chanson. But Mr. Ockeghem took a hold of that melody and used it as a basis for his mass, which is called the Misa De Plus en Plus.
And that translates to?
More and more. The more I love, the more I am poorly loved.
Okay. Wow. Well, what a beautiful way. Now, would people at that time, would they recognize that Ockeghem had taken another song and written it for the mass? I mean, would they like get into church and go, I recognize that song because I was just listening to it at another kind of venue not that long ago?
Some people might do that. They have to be pretty sophisticated listeners because by the time it gets into the mass, it's somewhat changed.
Oh, I see.
But if they saw the name of it written out there, then they probably know.
Okay. Terry Ross is joining us today. He is giving us a preview of the upcoming episode of The Glory of the Mass. That is episode 243. All right, Terry. So they have this mass, the more and more mass, I guess we shall call it today. And you also add to that some other pieces of music. We're going to preview one right now. Tell our listeners what you've picked out for us to hear.
Well, this is a piece, the only piece on the program today that's not by a Flemish composer, is by the Italian composer Luca Marenzio, who was famous basically as a composer of madrigals in the late 16th century. He wrote about 500 madrigals, some of them very light, some of them quite serious, and became a very important composer in that respect. So we're going to hear a little piece of his, or a little bit of a piece of his, called Cantate Domino, Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord. I love that. I love to sing to our Lord as all of us do. Here is that music. Well, Terry, boy, you are getting a wide range of music. In fact, when we began playing this little bit of a preview, we have kind of already moved through some of that bass that you heard pick up right there in that little segment. So tell us everything that's going on with this piece, because, boy, they all have their parts to play.
They do, although the part we were listening to, they're all basically singing together, singing the same words. They call it homophonic music. Which means that all the parts are singing the words at the same time, but it doesn't stay that way. It breaks up later on. That's an Italian group, by the way, performing there called Progetto Musica.
So, Terry, as just before we went to listen to this preview, you talked about this composer, Marenzio. You said he was famous for madrigals. That's not exactly what we heard there. So what is the difference between what we heard and what a madrigal would sound like?
Well, madrigals can be either secular or sacred, although most of them are secular. And it's a particular style, and not a whole lot of sacred music was written in the form of madrigals, although there was some at the end of the 16th century, especially by Luca Marenzio.
That makes a little sense to me now. So, well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Well, obviously, another great episode of The Glory of the Mass. Terry, it's great to have you joining us today to once again instruct me on so much of what I need to know to really appreciate beautiful sacred liturgical music. So thank you for sharing your knowledge with me today.
Well, you're very welcome.
That is Terry Ross giving us a preview of his upcoming episode of The Glory of the Mass, number 243. And once again, remember that full playlist can be found on the podcast of The Glory of the Mass that you can find at materdeiradio.com.